Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 2, we were talking about being friendly, treating all people with the love of Christ. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Years ago, it used to be that some churches didn't want black people coming to their churches, and other black churches didn't want white people coming to their churches. And yet the same churches would send missionaries halfway around the world just to minister to people that they didn't want in their church. Didn't make sense, did it? You see, it's not just treat them all the same. It is treat them all with the law of kindness. Treat them all with the love of Christ. Now again, we say, well, if I treat everybody the same, then it's all right. So I just won't be real outgoing or friendly or kind to anybody. At least I'm the same across the board. No, we're to treat them with the law of kindness, with the love of Christ. Treat them all with great friendliness. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. Now, sometimes people say, well, Brother Andy, that's talking about this great church of all believers of all ages. Well, that's interesting, because that same chapter of 1 Timothy chapter 3 just mentioned verses 1 through 7 of the requirements for a pastor, verses 8 through 13, the requirements of a deacon. And so, evidently, if that's what that means, it's just of all this general church, then it's not talking about pastors of local churches or deacons of local churches. It's just talking about pastors and deacons of this great general church. Well, you, of course, can see through that. If you're going to be true to the context, the house of God is the local church. And he says we need to know how to behave ourselves in the local church. And one of the things that we have to do is be kind and be friendly and show the love of Christ. The word offend here in verse 10, whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. That word offend literally means to stumble or trip. Then you add guilty of all, it shows we stumble or trip on one point of the law, then we're guilty of breaking it all. Now, this shows then that we are not saved by works. All men are indeed guilty before God. Salvation is by grace through faith. You men understand this, if your engine block has a crack in it. Other parts of your engine can be good, be in tip-top shape, but if your engine block has a crack in it, then you've got problems. And the whole engine is troubled, not just a part. Okay, the whole engine. And you break the law on one point, you're guilty of breaking all. This shows then we're not saved by works, is what we're just trying to say. All men are guilty before God. Salvation is by grace through faith. But how wonderful! When James rebukes for the sin of partiality, he also reminds them none are perfect, and that God saves by grace, not by our merit. Let us consider verse 11 in this context. There were some in James' day that may have thought that their petty sin of having respect of persons was not really important. And perhaps they thought, well, look, I haven't killed anyone. Or it's not like I committed adultery. But we must understand that divine law is not mere ordinance of man. For example, the violation of a federal law carries more consequence than a city law, even though the law may be the same. For example, you steal a letter off of your boss's desk. Now, it is against the law in a sense, and the worst is he may fire you. But if you run onto a U.S. mail truck and you steal a letter, the letter can be of the same magnitude or even less as the one on the boss's desk. But now, it is a federal crime. Now, as I said, partiality may not seem as that big a deal to us. But the greatest authority in the universe before whom we will appear and he will be our judge, he calls it transgression. Some of you listening may enjoy the game of basketball. And in basketball, one can throw an air ball. And he may hear others in the audience cry out, air ball, air ball, air ball. Or he can watch it roll around the rim five times and fall out and hear the crowd say, ooh, oh. Although one is more impressive, they both score out the same, and that score is zero. And so, with that thought in mind, we go on to verses 12 and 13. And there he says, so speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Now, these verses are telling us to respond to this command in a manner that recognizes the coming judgment upon us. Now, notice, verse 11, he says, so speak ye, and so do. Both of these verses are in the present Greek tense, which speaks of continuous action. That is, keep on speaking and doing. Doing what? Does not the context of the passage for verses 1 through 13 here of James chapter 2 tell us of the treatment of both visitors to the church as well as our treatment of one another? To say judgment without mercy to those who showed no mercy is a very important thing to think about, because it is now dealing with how God will reward us and judge us at the judgment seat of Christ. Did he not teach in the model prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive those, as we forgive our debtors? Wow. And so, yeah, it's true. He will judge us with the same judgment with which we judge. We are to so speak and to so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Well, Lamentations 3:22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Do you realize discipline is not to get a person punished in God's sight? Discipline is to correct a problem. That's God's heart, is to help a person get right. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, the book of Ezekiel tells us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5:10, we find that we'll all appear, that is, all the saved will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, verse 12 here of our text shows that he will not be absolutely rigid. He will exercise some liberality toward us in judgment. verse 13 shows, it is based on mercy. Not if we think we are merciful by not dealing with sin or overlooking sin in the camp. That's not mercy. Rather, we're going ever out to restore such ones to righteousness, to bring them to repentance of their sin, and then to give them the forgiveness that is in Christ, to lead them to that forgiveness in Christ, which is through His blood. Ours is to seek to bring others back to Christ, and in keeping with the context of this passage, it is merciful to show kindness to the strangers, the visitors, who come into our church, and to those who need Jesus Christ as Savior, not to hold it back. But it's also mercy to those that are living in sin in our midst, to do what the Bible says. If it's church discipline, and to put them out of our midst, to do that, not to have fellowship until they repent. And the idea is not as a punishment, but as a hope that they'll get right with God. Now notice some of the words that are used in verses 12 and 13. And again, let me read those. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty, for ye shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Now, those are great verses here in James chapter 2. Liberty has the idea of freedom of generosity. Free to be generous in the spiritual things of God. Now don't forget, we saw the perfect law of liberty in chapter 1, verse 25. Not as a freedom to the flesh, rather as a freedom to live in the Spirit. And so since liberty refers to the Spirit and not the flesh, this then is liberty applied. Kindness to those neighbors in need, even if it's a stranger or a visitor. Love in action. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You see, it's taking an interest in that person who visits the church. Maybe to invite them over to your house. Have you ever done that? Saw someone that visited your church one Sunday? And just started talking to them. Sit down and talk to them or ask them where they're from and do your best to set up an appointment to go visit them or even to have them come visit your home. Many times we think the pastor is our hired gun that does that for us. God holds us accountable. He wants us all to be witnesses. He wants us all to be hospitable. He wants us all to have the law of kindness and love in our hearts. The pastor is not hired to be that hired gun that does that for us. My friend, make sure you do your part. And then he also uses the term there, without mercy, in verse 12. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.